Oh, that's right. It's Thursday, and it's a happy day. It's raining outside, but it's going to be really sizzling inside here today because we got two gals from Make-A-Wish Foundation that are right here to talk to us more about Make-A-Wish. And Make-A-Wish is just such a wonderful organization. I wanted to get to find out more about it because, you know, a few weeks ago we had Frank Elliott and his son here. His son had gotten a wish. They wanted to give back to Make-A-Wish. And if you remember, they raised over $2,000 for a Make-A-Wish contribution. So today we have Caitlin Gold with us. She's actually a former Make-A-Wish child. That's pretty cool. Yes. And we have Crystal Alifano. That's right. A nice, easy name to say here today. Crystal is working with them now. She does a lot of their digital media and marketing for them. So we're going to be talking about it. So how are y'all doing today? Caitlin, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Oh, that's great. And what about you, Crystal?
I'm doing very well, despite the weather.
That's right. That's right. So, and of course, you had to come from Greenville?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you had to make a trip down here. We appreciate y'all coming down.
Thank you.
Well, Caitlin, let's start with you. You are currently in college, correct?
I am. I attend Clemson.
And you're sitting in the orange chair, so that's okay, right?
I am. It's very fitting.
Okay. All right. Well, you need to talk into that microphone right there. Okay. And what did you have that qualified you to be able to be a recipient of Make-A-Wish?
When I was 14 years old, I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a form of cancer in your lymph nodes, and that's what qualified me for my Make-A-Wish.
You know, I think one of the misnomers must be is that I thought that children that received a wish were terminal.
Mm-hmm. That is a very common misconception. They have to be medically eligible. It has to be any life-threatening illness at the time of their referral. However, many wish kids still go on to lead really happy lives and tell about it and share the story of their wish. So we're very thankful for that.
Absolutely. So when you had your lymphoma, did you when the idea of Make-A-Wish came to pass, how did that make you feel?
It was a great feeling. It kind of it gave me a lot of hope during a tough time. My doctor's the one that suggested it, and the child life specialist at the hospital there as well. And I had never heard about it. I didn't know anything about it. And then they came in and they said, "This is what you could do, and this is where you could go, and you can have anything you wanted." And completely turned my attitude around.
did the idea that you could have anything out there for a wish, did it take you a while to come up with what it would be?
Oh, it was so tough. I thought about it for a long time, and went over ideas and tried to think of different things I'd want in my head, and it was definitely a tough decision to pick one thing.
and I guess during that time period, maybe that gave you that little boost, because I think sometimes it's the anticipation of something is even better than the reality sometimes.
I like to think of it as it kind of provides a light at the end of the tunnel, and it gives you something to fight for. It gives you something to look forward to when you don't have much to look forward to during those times. So,
yeah. So when you got the opportunity to plan this, what exactly did you plan?
Well, I just wanted to meet, the center fielder for the Boston Red Sox. I'm a big daddy's girl and I love the Red Sox. So I just wanted to meet him. I didn't have anything specific in mind that I wanted to do.
Whoa, Gracie. All right. You didn't have anything specific in mind. So what did they do?
So Make-A-Wish went even above and beyond that. And, they picked me up in a limo from my house.
Just me, your family?
Me and my whole family, I should correct that. Right. I have a little brother. He's 16 now. And my mom and my dad took all of us to the airport, flew us up to Boston, put us in a nice 5-star hotel.
Five-star?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And they gave us a personal tour of Fenway. So that was really, really neat to see the history behind the park. And then I got to go down on the field and meet Jacoby. I got to be there for the batting practice, so I got to meet a lot of the other players as well. And then we got to spend another day or two around Boston just shopping and touring the city, and it was a beautiful experience.
Now, how was it for your dad?
He loved every minute of it.
He didn't influence you, did he, when you were trying to make up your mind?
No, he didn't. If you knew me, you'd know how big of a fan I am. But it was my parents' honeymoon spot. And so that's the first time they'd been back to it. And it was my little brother's first major league game. And now he plays in his high school team. So I think my entire family really got to enjoy in that moment. It wasn't just about me. And it wasn't just about going somewhere, doing something. It was a time to build a lot of memories as a family, because this experience didn't just hurt me or affect me. It really affected all of us and the family, and that's why one of the reasons I love Make-A-Wish for what they do. They don't just focus on the child solely either. They really incorporate the family, because it's everybody that goes through this tough time.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the things. Sometimes I think it's harder, like on your parents,
mm-hmm.
because they're having to watch, and they may even mm-hmm. know more than what you, the patient, are aware of.
And I think that was one of the toughest things for me, being as old as I was going through. I was 15 years old. I knew everything that was happening, but I also knew how it was affecting my parents. I knew that my dad wished more than anything he could take my place, and I knew that my mom struggled with having to go to work, having to provide and make the money, but wanting to take care of me. And I knew my little brother didn't understand why his big sister didn't have any hair, or was being made fun of in school, or what was happening. And it was. You really get to see the effects that it has on the people you love, because they want nothing more for you than to be better and to help, and they can't.
Yeah. That is, I think, one of the things. And I guess in some aspects it would be almost easier for a younger child, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think about ages there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think about that, because a lot of them, they tend to not to remember what they've gone through, and it's a little bit harder on the parents. That is one thing I think it's tough. However, I always say that I'm very blessed for it, because it's absolutely made me who I am today. It's put a lot of faith and trust and strength in my personality, and I'm so thankful for that, so I wouldn't change it.
Well, you certainly have a head full of hair now.
I do.
Yeah, that's right.
I do. I love it.
Are you fully recovered?
I am. I've been clean and in remission for about 6.5 years.
Do you ever worry about it? Oh, Gracie, do you ever worry about it?
I do. I worry about it a lot, and it's something that I struggle with still, because I tend to, little things go wrong, and you're like, well, is this normal, or is this just a little flu, or is this something I need to look into and be aware of? And it's really tough having gone through something like that, because you don't really know what normal is anymore. You don't know what's okay for you or what's okay for everybody else, and you just have to be a little bit more precautious about things.
Sure. So we're going to be talking today with Caitlin Gould and Crystal over here, and we're going to be talking about all the things that Make-A-Wish does, and how, if you would like to get involved, that you can help out with Make-A-Wish. Frank Elliott and his family felt so strong about it, they sponsored an event right here in Greenwood. It was the Nashville Songwriters that came that evening to almost a packed house and had such a great time. We had two Nashville artists drive from Nashville down here to Greenville for a one-night performance.
Wow.
Isn't that phenomenal?
That's incredible.
Yeah, it was really, really incredible. So we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more about Make-A-Wish. So do we have Make-A-Wish for adults? I could use a wish or two. Hey, we'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Well, we were just talking about this Make-A-Wish here, and I think You may start seeing on Make-A-Wish the adult employees' wishes that they probably will never get, but they are a wish, right?
Yes.
And that's a great thing.
Yes.
But, Crystal, we were just talking about when your communications director was on during when we were doing the Nashville Make-A-Wish program here in Greenwood. She told me about a little boy, I think he was from Spartanburg, who wanted a grand piano. That, I mean, who would have thought that somebody would want a grand piano? But the story gets better even than what I heard. Tell us a little bit about that story.
Peter had a love for playing piano and playing music. And, you know, it's often said that music reaches a child's soul. And it was very true in his case. And so TD Bank was a wonderful sponsor in helping Make-A-Wish South Carolina achieve that wish for Peter. And we took him to the Peace Center, mm-hmm. where he was...
In a limo.
In a limousine.
Yes.
And he was...
How old was he? 7, 7, 8, something
I
like that?
Something around there, yes, yeah. I believe so.
And he exited the limousine to a red carpet arrival.
Did he have a tux on? Or
he did.
I did. Okay, great.
I believe it was a suit at least.
Right.
He looked very dapper.
Very dapper.
He was brought on stage for a concert.
What was he under the impression of? That he was going to just get to play?
Yes. Yes. He believed that he was going to get to play and enjoy the experience of playing on this beautiful grand piano. And while he was on stage... he was told that he gets to keep it. And so it was lovely to watch that revelation, you know.
I'll bet. And then they got the piano back to his house?
Correct. Before he even arrived back home, the piano was in his home.
Wow.
So we had the help of some really great people in making all that happen.
And that's really what Make-A-Wish is all about, isn't it?
It is.
Volunteers and mm-hmm. people coming together to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Your wish was to go to Boston to see the Red Sox. And I tell you what, you know, the coordination and the what has to go on to do a wish. Do you work with any of that now?
I don't work a lot with that right now. A lot of our wish coordinators are in charge of that, and they do a phenomenal job. I have no idea how they get to plan and all the details that go into the wish you would never believe in until you're behind the scenes and you actually see it. Being working there now, I see how much would have gone into my wish, and I am just amazed. So I do a little bit more with the original intake and the wish referrals and the volunteers and kind of making sure everybody's where they need to be at the beginning of the process. But from there, they take over and they do an amazing job with it.
I mean, you just hear about some of the wishes. It was AJ and his dad, Frank, were on the show with us. And AJ was telling us about going to Disney and staying in a hotel where they serve ice cream 24 hours a day. And you were encouraged to have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah. Yes.
That's good stuff, isn't it?
It's a kid's world.
Who wouldn't be happy with that?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, AJ, I thought he was 9, 10, maybe 8, I don't know, in that age bracket. But he was real concerned. He wanted to do something that the whole family would enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like yours with mm-hmm. going to the Red Sox and going to Boston. And they had some extra money to spend, and they had everything taken care of while they were at Disney World. Now, Disney World, of course, is a big one. Mm-hmm. But I was even reading about a little girl who wanted to have a pool so she could go swimming anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And they built a pool right mm-hmm. in her backyard.
Those kinds of wishes continue to amaze me because they seem to always be the simplest things that, you know, most children their age tend to take for granted, unfortunately. Actually, one of my college roommate right now, the reason we met was through a camp because she had cancer as well when she was younger, and she had a Make-A-Wish, and hers was for a playhouse in her backyard. And those are things that many kids... they have, and
sure.
That's all these kids want is to be able to be normal and play and to go swimming, and we're just really happy we can provide them with that.
Sure. So. Now, I would think, was her feeling about the experience the same since, I mean, you both are in college and you're roommates? Did it give her that impetus to go on?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And it gave her a break from the day. It gave her somewhere she could go run to and relax and be a kid for 5 minutes. And she talks about that a lot. And it provided her, she ended up, when she got older and outgrew it, she sold it for her very first laptop. So,
so we continue.
It still continues to help her every day. So
that's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would be interested to hear some background how Make-A-Wish actually started, because it didn't start here in South Carolina. It actually started, what was it, in Arizona? Am I right? I think that was right, Arizona?
Correct. The home office is actually in Arizona, Make-A-Wish America. And it began there in 1980 from a young boy who was 7 years old. Named Chris, who had a lifelong dream of becoming a police officer. And his mother worked tirelessly to bring the community together to make that happen for him. It's a very, very beautiful story. We encourage everyone to go to the website and read his story. And if you are not touched by it, you are not human. Because it's very lovely. And the community was so moved by the experience. And that is what created the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
That's pretty cool. You know, the one that comes to mind that I'm not sure it was actually a Make-A-Wish, but the boy who wanted to be Bat Boy out there in California.
Yep, it was a Make-A-Wish.
Was it a Make-A-Wish?
It was.
Yeah. I mean, that was such a phenomenal story, and it just kept getting huger and huger. I'm going to use that word because that's really what it was.
It was. Yeah. That took a lot of volunteer effort. The volunteers are really to be commended for that effort, and the entire city just really got together to help this little boy, and that's truly amazing. So
one that I saw recently, and this wasn't in our South Carolina chapter, but it's definitely worth noting because all of the chapters do such wonderful wonderful work. So if you cannot support your South Carolina chapter, please consider supporting any other chapter that you can. But I saw one recently from I want to say it was in the Midwest. I know Make-A-Wish America featured it on their social media not too long ago, but it was a child, a young lady who her wish was to create a soup and feed it to the homeless.
Oh my.
And I was so just moved by the selflessness of this child. And so they took her to a chef, a French chef, who was helping her create this soup, and she asked her to taste it, and she said, it's missing something. And I loved her immediately. Uh-huh. And he said, well, what's it missing? She said, it needs a kick. And he said, I think she's right. And so I just thought that was such a beautiful thing. And so it's not what you expect. And I think that's something that's really beautiful for people to realize.
Well, it's truly a wish.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, I think that is, you're right, one of the things about it, a lot of it is very selfless. And you don't always think about children. You think about children thinking about, oh, what they're going to get for Christmas and all that kind of stuff. And yet when you come down to children that are truly sick, you know, and so many times they look at things for their parents. You know, they want to do something as a family or, like you said, for a group. The little girl that died in... where was it? In Florida, that wanted to hear Christmas carols at Christmas. And the whole town came out and stood outside her door. She died that weekend. But all she wanted to hear was Christmas carols.
I mean, I know. It makes you tear up, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And I think it is terrific. Now, I don't think that was Make-A-Wish. I think that was just, she put that out on social media. And even people that were planning on going away that weekend stayed there so they could all sing Christmas carols outside her door.
Wow.
That's when you know that you have a community that's really involved.
Yes.
And that's what I think is so terrific about Make-A-Wish, because it does bring people together. You know what? We're right here at 4:30. It is time for South Carolina Radio News. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe Cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. We have a store full at Sharp Facets. We're talking about wishes here in the back. That's right. We're talking about Make-A-Wish. What a great foundation. I am 100% sold on what they do and how they go about doing it. Do you know they were telling me that when the mail comes in, they have several people open the mail at the same time just to make sure that your donation gets to their bank account, I guess we should say, right?
Right, correct.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's really important and something that you might not even think about.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in nonprofit business, there are all kinds of angles to cover and make sure that you are doing things correctly. And one thing that Make-A-Wish wants to do is make sure that they are doing things correct because they are so passionate about fulfilling the wishes that they would like to fill for the kids. Now, how many wishes a year do they usually fill right here in South Carolina, Caitlin?
They fulfill around 130 wishes every year just right here in South Carolina. We have never turned down any child that has been medically eligible for a wish.
Wow.
And that's incredible.
Now, and the average cost of a wish is?
The average cost of a wish is about $7,500.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see, 7,500 times 130, that's a
it's
lot.
A great number.
I tell you the other thing that I'm impressed about, I think I read 87% of the dollars taken in go towards the wishes. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And that's a phenomenal percentage. You mm-hmm. You must work with a lot of volunteers.
We do. We depend completely on our volunteers. We have an amazing volunteer base that we're very thankful for.
And also, South Carolina is divided up into different areas, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, they have Florence and...
Mm-hmm, we have different counties, and we have volunteer leaders that work in every county. And so when we get a wish child, we go and we contact the volunteer leader in their area, and that volunteer leader will assign or find two volunteers that would like to go speak with the child, and we work solely through them from there on out.
Yeah. Have you had that opportunity to be able to go and talk to a child?
I haven't yet. I'm looking forward to it. I most likely will start, you know, volunteering and trying to go and do that, but I haven't personally yet.
Done that. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the people that came to talk to you?
I do. Actually, what's funny about that is my volunteer leader, one of them was a coworker of my mother's.
So, how about that?
Yep. So she absolutely volunteered because she wanted to come talk with me about it. So that was very, very cool.
And that probably made you feel more comfortable as a child.
It did. It definitely mm-hmm. did. It wasn't just strangers coming into my home. And it made me, it was a very cool experience. So,
now, when you talk to a Make-A-Wish coordinator, do they say, well, would you like to go to Disney World? What do they do?
No, they absolutely, a lot of our most popular wish is obviously Disney, and that's very promoted. But when volunteers know to come in and really find the true wish of the child, they say, what do you want more than anything? I specifically remember my volunteers saying, what do you want in the entire world? And we're going to try our best to make that happen. So they don't try and force you one way or the other. They really try and get down to what your interests are and your talents and your skills and hone those into the perfect wish for you.
Wow, that's very cool. Now, you also do you do have a couple of fundraisers, and they happen to be coming up. Isn't this amazing? They're coming up. In fact, you've got a Dash and Bash at Greenville right there in Floor Field. And this is coming up on Saturday, March 15th. It's going on from 8 o'clock in the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Tell us a little bit about that, Crystal.
Well, it is the St. Patty's Day Dash and Bash, powered by Jarden Process Solutions. It benefits Make-A-Wish South Carolina, Let There Be Mom, and Camp Spearhead. This is an extremely fun 5K because it's St. Patty's Day themed. So there are costumes, and lots of green, lots of mm-hmm. High spirits and good times. It's a 5K, mm-hmm. A 1 mile walk run if you mm-hmm. choose, and also a kids fun run. And there is actually a costume contest with okay. cash prizes. So we do encourage everyone to dress up as much mm-hmm. as possible.
What are you going as, Caitlin?
You know, I'm just not sure, but due to my 5'2 height, I might just have to try and find some...
A leprechaun?
Yeah, I might have to find some beard and the big top hat.
That'll be fun. And the deal is, you go to this, and guess what? You get to go to the game that afternoon for free.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct, yeah. It's a real win-win, because you're supporting such great charities, and also, you know, getting exercise, getting healthy, getting out there and, you know, getting to know people and getting to have some good old American baseball.
There's even going to be a trackless train I see here.
Yes.
Yes. And
tons of kids' activities. Mm-hmm. So for all the little ones, it's a great time for the entire family. Balloon artists, bounce houses, face painting.
And a silent auction, and a photo booth, and vendor booths, yes. And food and green beer. You gotta have the green beer, don't you?
We definitely want everyone to stop by the Make-A-Wish South Carolina tent, because we're gonna have a photo booth, and that should be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves, you know,
to
take
to dress
some funny
up or
pictures.
Something?
Yes, there will be little costume props and things like that, and we want everyone to stop by and say hello.
So this is what you got to do. Put this on the calendar for next Saturday. That's a week from this Saturday. Dash and Bass. Go on up there to Floor Field and get out there. Come up with some wacky costumes. First, second, and third place. And they're having cash prizes, too. So that's pretty awesome.
If you register by the 9th at midnight, okay. You can be entered to win $300, $200, or $100.
Woohoo! Yeah,
so you go ahead and register.
So where do you register at?
You will register at stpatties-andbash.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's the important thing. Mm-hmm. Register, and what's the name of that website again?
stpatties-andbash.com.
Okay. Well, you got to do that then, and you could have a real dash and bash of a time, right?
Yes. And if you really want to get involved, we need volunteers.
Okay.
And so please, please consider volunteering. Mm-hmm. You can go also to stpatties-andbash.com and go to the volunteer link there to sign up. You get a t-shirt.
Okay.
And many, many thanks.
Yes.
For volunteering, and it's, you know, it's a great way to enjoy the event and also feel like you're giving back.
Sure. So this is going to be a lot of fun. They're even going to have live music by Sound Committee, free admission, and the game. Who's playing the game there that Saturday afternoon?
So, Michigan State versus Harvard.
Michigan State versus Harvard.
Yeah. Not what you expected.
That's right.
Curveball.
You know. All right. Well, you got to get out there and be part of this. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, how much does it cost to run in the 5K run?
It's a $30 registration.
$30
fee.
Registration. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you can do that online?
Correct.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Is it the same price if you register that day? Do you know? No?
I believe so.
You think so? Okay. Well, we can find out on that. I just thought, because sometimes on the day of a race, they actually charge a little bit more. But if you register by the 9th, you will be able to be registered for some free money. Woohoo! All right. Check that out. The website again is?
stpatties-andbash.com.
Okay. Do y'all have a Facebook page for that too?
There is. I believe it's
Dash and Bash.
Yeah,
it'll be linked on our Facebook, our Make-A-Wish South Carolina Facebook page. It should be linked on there.
Sure.
Yeah, they can always visit the Make-A-Wish Facebook page, and we'll have all of the events listed there and links and all that good stuff.
Okay, that sounds great. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, then we'll be back. So don't you go away.
Does this make sense? We buy your gold, diamonds, jewelry, coins, sterling silver at the highest prices, paying extra for fine jewelry and quality, and we're always buying your diamonds and colored stones too. But we sell at the lowest prices, from diamonds to gemstone jewelry to sterling silver pieces and antique and estate jewelry. Always lowest prices for quality jewelry. See us today, Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
All right, we're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. We're having a fun time. We are with Make-A-Wish, Kathleen Gould and Crystal. Sorry, Crystal, I'm not going to say your last name. But we are talking about all the ways that you can get involved. And, you know, there are a lot of things that we can do to help out Make-A-Wish. I think everybody would like to know that a child that had a wish, or if you heard earlier in the show, Caitlin saying how it kind of refocused you at a time where you needed some help, didn't it?
Absolutely. It kind of gives you something to look forward to, so.
And makes you feel very special.
It does. I mean, it gives you something to feel special in a good way about. So.
Sure, exactly. And, of course, people that give to Make-A-Wish, I know that a lot of people, I'm sure, probably have some relationship to. Either they've had a child or they've been a child that has benefited by Make-A-Wish. But I know there's a lot of people out there that just think it's so important for children to thrive and survive. And this would be a great way for you to get involved, either by making a donation to Make-A-Wish, sponsoring an event, or what other things could people do, Caitlin?
Well, a lot of our volunteers can do anything from becoming a wish granter. They can go and talk to the children themselves and find out.
I'd like to be that. I'm a wish granter. And have a wand.
There you go.
All right, I like it.
Our volunteers can also, you know, a lot of the times if you're in the Greenville area, we need office help, anything around there. You can, you know, primarily work with our special events, such as, you know, the Dash and Back Bash. Our Walk for Wishes is coming up soon. And there's a lot of ways that we also have several programs, such as Adopt-A-Wish and Kids for Wish Kids and Wishmakers on Campus and Wishmakers on at Work. So a lot of your work organization, your office, they can get together and come up with a cool idea and raise some money there, or a college campus. If you're a student at a college and you want to get a group of people together and come up with a fun event, that's how we get a lot of our funds.
That is terrific. Now, what is the next event coming up? Is it Walk for Wishes?
The next big event we're having is Walk for Wishes, and that's powered by Dixieland Cruisers and TD Bank and Trusted Choice Insurance. It takes place in Rock Hill at Cherry Park, and we have a phenomenal group of volunteers in Rock Hill that have spearheaded this and taken this on. And
they must have taken it to the next and next and next level.
Yes, they have so much heart and soul, that group, and they really believe in the mission of Make-A-Wish and see the power that it has when a child's wish is granted. And so they really want to do this. And it's a really fun, it's another 5K, but it's very family friendly. You can walk as a family, a team, or an individual. It's 12 and under, walk free. So please bring the kiddos.
Right.
Yeah, most definitely. And there will be all kinds of fun activities. There will be magic tricks by a group called Peanut Butter and Jelly.
Okay.
yeah, Peanut Butter and Jelly and their magic tricks. And they're a hoot from what I hear. So you don't want to miss that. There are Star Wars stormtroopers, and the kids love to see those
and have
their pictures taken with them. There's a silent auction, balloon animals, face painting, all of that really fun stuff. So it's definitely a not to be missed. And there are light snacks, and of course, Make-A-Wish will be there as well. And we always want to meet all of our attendees and say hello and say thank you so much for supporting Make-A-Wish. So we please stop by our tent.
So this will be going on, Saturday, April 26th. Check-in begins at 9, opening ceremonies at 9:45, and the ends at 12 noon. So this will be a great event to get out and be part of, particularly if you're in the Rock Hill area, or if you just want to make it a day of fun and being participating in something. It's another great way to participate. So, you know, South Carolina really does so much on all types of volunteering. We have some very active groups with our soup kitchen and the food bank and, our United Ministry. I mean, there's so many different ways that people get involved. It really is something that I think is important in our world. And I would think that I bet you have children that want to get involved and help on these projects, too.
We do. We definitely do. A lot of the kids know exactly what Make-A-Wish is and what they do. I had the pleasure of speaking at an elementary school this past summer. I got to go to a check presentation where the kids at the elementary school raised all the money for a child, and we actually had the child at the elementary school to help with the check presentation. And the smiles on their faces, knowing that they got to help this little girl go have her wish come true, is amazing. That they know that and they're learning that, and have these kids grow up into the world is amazing.
That's phenomenal. Now, what was the wish that was being granted with this? Do you remember?
I believe it was a Disney wish.
It was a mm-hmm. Disney wish, yeah. Well, I still think that is phenomenal, and it is a great way for us to teach our children to give back.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's a lot of fun. Now, you all have a website. Mm-hmm. What's
yes.
the website?
It is sc.wish.org.
sc.wish.org. Yes. And Facebook page, too?
Correct. It's just facebook.com/makeawishsc.
So you've got to check out some of that and see what some of the things are that are going on. Now, I guess you were telling me that people just do events to raise money for things.
Mm-hmm.
How does somebody get to do that or put it together? Or what's the process? If somebody is sitting out there and they say, I love this idea, how would they go about setting it up to make it happen?
They would contact me okay. first at the office, and we will sit down with them generally and let's just go over the ideas and see what you have. Sometimes people have a firm idea of what they want to do,
mm-hmm.
And some don't. And
okay.
sometimes we can give them a little bit of guidance as to what types of fundraisers they can do. And we'll talk about timelines and what's possible. And then we'll give them the support. There are some paperwork and those types of things, but we'll give them the support that we can as far as guidance and a little bit of promotional materials if we have them available to help them get the information out there, spread the word for
sure.
them.
Now, just out of curiosity, you have a list. I think I read that right now there's some 90 children waiting for wishes to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Can people find out what those wishes are? Like you said, you had a group of school children that raised money for a specific wish.
Mm-hmm. Right now, we can't because it's more of a compliance. We can't give out all the children's names and their
personal
wishes.
But I mean, this is child number 26 that wants a grand piano. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if somebody wanted to get involved with helping with a mm-hmm. specific child's wish from raising funds for it, I guess.
We generally don't do that because what we'd like for everyone to know is that any donated dollars to Make-A-Wish go mm-hmm. to help fund all of the children's wishes in all of the state of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And because of what it takes to logistically make a wish happen.
Sure.
Just think of what it takes to take a family of four to Hawaii. There's a lot involved in that.
I'd like to know.
Yeah.
I'd really like to know.
I mean, just from lining up the airline information and the schedules
sure.
and some of these children's their medical conditions don't allow them to necessarily make their wish happen the week after a fundraiser.
Sure.
So what we like for people to understand is while you might not get to know a specific child, you are definitely helping a child in South
yeah,
Carolina.
You, sure. Your dollar helped each one. You could have a dollar take part in this wish. You could have a dollar that went to this wish. And so it's not always specifically this child in this area.
Sure.
It gets to go to all of them, which I think is
sure.
even special.
Yeah.
Well,
special.
I just wonder, because you have 90 children,
mm-hmm.
I understand, waiting for wishes. They are waiting because?
Just the funds and
the funds
mm-hmm. and like we mentioned, sometimes that their own medical conditions
mm-hmm.
Sometimes delay their wish from actually happening.
Sure. So, it is an awesome amount of money they have to raise to grant these. They have 90 children waiting right now, and it would be terrific if we could see our way to raise some funds for Make-A-Wish, whether it's coming up with some idea of a fundraiser, such as AJ and his dad did with the Nashville Songwriters that raised over $2,000,
yes.
or whether it's something else, or whether you just write a check and send it to Make-A-Wish. Now, the telephone number, if somebody wants to call and talk to somebody, what's that telephone number?
You can reach me, Crystal, at 864-250-0702, extension 103.
Okay, and that number again?
864-250-0702, extension 103.
All right, and that's for Crystal, and she can point you in any direction from there that you need to go. Is
correct.
That right?
Yes. Correct.
So Make a Wish, go to their website. What's that website again, Crystal?
sc.wish.org.
That's right. Check them out on Facebook. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. I tell you what, it's been lovely having you two gals down here. Thanks for coming down to Greenwood from Greenville.
Thank you for having
yes,
us.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.